Well, tell us about your punter.
From what I know and what I've watched on film, very impressed. And obviously, got a strong leg, so that's first and foremost. So very excited about working with him. And I know last year when he was coming out and we were looking at him, certainly, you know, when I was at the Saints, we weren't looking for a punter because we had Thomas Morstead, but really thought that he was a strong kid coming out, and really thought he was very similar to Thomas, and he's certainly got a lot of upside and a lot of years in front of him, so very excited to work with him, and I think he can bring a lot to the table.
Can you talk a little bit about the importance of special teams and how it's so often overlooked by...
Well, I think certainly it's something that you can gain momentum in a game, and I think you can control the field position with special teams, and you know, so certainly that's important. You know, it's a third of the game. So, but I think you can really dictate an outcome. And so whether it's on kickoff return or covering kick and making a tackle inside the 20, you know, certainly there's importance to that.
Would you rather not make a mistake or have a huge positive play on special teams?
Let's see here. Not make any mistakes and let's make a lot of positive plays. Let's do them both.
Yeah.
And no, I think that you want to play aggressive, and I think you want to have a mentality where you're going to get after people. At the same time, I think you play smart and you play discipline and you make sure that you don't hurt the team. But certainly we're going to go and let it loose. We're not going to play, you know, close to the chest, that type of thing. We're going to get after it. So, but I think you got to play smart, play within your framework of the team.
I think folks thought when the kickoff rules were changed that that would be the end of the kickoff, but
about it?
It clearly hasn't been. We just have 108-yard
right
returns now.
Yeah.
This team needs a guy who can return.
It really was interesting. You know, we thought the same thing going in, that I was really going to cut back on the returns, but I think a lot of guys, you know, are still being aggressive as far as, you know, hey, it's 8 or 9 deep and we're still going to bring it out.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's just a matter of the confidence, you know, through the game if they feel they can get it back to the 20. And that's what you want. You want to at least start at the 20-yard line. But it has it's probably cut down a third of the returns.
Yeah.
But you're still seeing more than probably what you thought. Yeah, that's something that we want to evaluate and continue to evaluate just with our return game, with our returners and the guys in the building and who's out there. So, you know, that's something, that's a process that we'll have. We'll go through this offseason and evaluate and see what we need to do.
How hard is it to identify a dynamic guy in that part of that phase of the game? I mean, you obviously all look pretty good with the punter and the kicker, and the rest will be unknown just based on the roster, but they haven't had a return guy here that's been dynamic in a long time.
Right.
And is it just a difficult piece of that puzzle to fit in?
Well, it's a good question, just because, I mean, everybody's looking for that guy, and there's maybe a handful that are elite, and we'd all like to have that elite guy. And then after that, it's a matter of seeing, okay, where are the strengths and weaknesses of the return man that you have, and trying to fit that into your scheme or fit your scheme to work to the strengths of your return guy. Certainly, again, that's something that we want. We want to come out with a guy that's we'd love to have an elite return man. We all would. And now it's just a matter of you know, evaluating, finding, you know, the opportunity to get that guy and get him in the building.
Our suggestion is to pick up the next guy the Texans cut.
Yeah, I tell you.
They've had a couple of them.
Yeah.
How about do you have any relationship with Josh at all?
I don't, other than just what, you know, I've seen on tape and certainly competing against Jacksonville a couple years ago. Got a lot of respect for what he's done and watching him on tape. Again, very excited about working with him. He's done a very good job, especially the last 2 years, with his efficiency, with his field goals. And I think, golly, anytime you're over 85%, I think that's good. And he's been, what, 89 and 92, somewhere around there the last 2 years. So very excited about that and the potential that he brings as far as, you know, points once you get into the red zone. So that's something that's key. And also the leg strength that he has, you know, with his kickoffs. So, again, very excited to work with him and fit our scheme around him with our coverage game.